So the last word in this hour goes to a punk legend, Patti Smith. 40 years ago, she came out with the seminal punk album Horses, with a cover photo by her friend and lover, Robert Mapplethorpe.
Well, I never considered myself a musician. I can hardly play an instrument. I mean, I can play really good feedback, but I only know a handful of chords. I can improvise on piano, and I can improvise on clarinet, and I play by ear. But I would hardly call myself a musician. But I know my worth as a performer, and that sort of takes care of that.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine.
No, I didn't think I was doing anything particularly new. I mean, I'd listened to Oscar Brown Jr. as a kid. I had, when I went to school, we all like sort of rap poetry in 1962, 63. You know, we had little jazz clubs listening to Coltrane. And it wasn't a foreign thing to me. And listening to Jim Morrison and Bob Dylan, Jimi Hendrix, the idea of fusing poetic elements in rock and roll was not new. I just continued in the stream.
Boy was in the hallway drinking a glass of tea. From the other end of the hallway, a rhythm was generating. Another boy was sliding up the hallway. His gold nerves merged perfectly. He merged perfectly with the hallway. He merged perfectly with the mirror in the hallway. The boy looked at Johnny. Johnny wanted to run, but the movie kept moving as planned. The boy took Johnny, he pressed him against a locker. He drove it in, he drove it home, he drove it deep in Johnny. The boy disappeared. Johnny fell his knees, started crashing.
Life is a golden time. I have many, my first period with Robert when we were very young. The entrance into a new life is always golden. Having my children and watching them, tiny little things, running up a path or looking at their shadow, golden times. We have many golden times. But I look at my relationship with Robert holistically, and I still have one. I mean, one of the things that I promised Robert before he died was I would continue our work my whole life. And Robert and I had a dialogue as artists that I can easily continue to the end of my life. So it's not just remembering our intimate relationship, our friendship, his hands. It's being able to access the things that I learned from him and access a certain vision, a shared vision that we had. And I can continue working with that shared vision forever. So it's all golden.
That's the legendary punk musician and poet Patti Smith. Her album Horses was the soundtrack for a lot of us in our teens. It came out 40 years ago in 1975.